Crisco, Dez, and Ryan.
After Hours.
Another day, another podcast, another couple banging it out in a parking lot.
What is that all about?
I had no idea that the place to get busy in public was the oh-so-sexy Champlin, Minnesota.
That's right. It is the place to go. Yeah, there's apparently a couple different places outside of a local auto shop there.
Oh.
They said they've had complaint after complaint. Hey, knock it off. Get out of here. They just keep pulling into parking lots around Champlin and just going to town.
So they had to actually issue a stern warning. Please stop banging it out in public parking lots.
That is a statement from the Champlin police. How would you ever feel writing that, sending it out to the city of Champlin? Please, guys, I know in the world of crazy we have right now, could we please just stop banging it in parking lots?
Well, here's the problem. Everybody wanted open concept homes. And now there's no privacy. Everybody's out in the main areas, right?
Yep.
You can hear everything. And what are you going to do when nobody can go anywhere? You can't get any alone time, you know, any of that mommy daddy time there, Dez, or daddy daddy time. What are you going to do?
Mommy mommy time.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Bang it out in a parking lot in an auto shop.
I know of a woman who really enjoys it in the car. Because it's the only place to get some one-on-one time because of the kids.
You know, I do get that. But I would think closets, locking doors. I mean, you still have bathrooms. I've resorted to that many times.
Oh, God.
The bathroom, huh?
There's so many backup plans.
I mean, where there's a will, there's a way.
I mean, see, throw you up on the sink and...
I mean... Yeah, it's happened.
That just doesn't seem like... Okay, I guess.
It's at actually at a very nice level.
Okay.
It really is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I think the funniest part about this message is, though, they say, plus, come on, guys, nothing kills the mood quite like Officer Irish tapping on your window, so please save your sweetie the embarrassment and find somewhere private to do any canoodling.
Oh, canoodling.
Okay, that's coming from someone who's not getting a lot.
No, they're not getting heaped up onto a bathroom sink like this.
Canoodling? Jeez.
Well, I mean, in my house... it used to be River keeping us up at night, and now he's been a little champ. He's been sleeping through the night.
Nice.
But every single night, Dusty Harlan seems to have a bad dream, whether it be at 11 p.m., midnight, 1, 2, 3, right as I'm getting up, whatever it is. We're afraid to do anything. Doors have to be locked.
Oh, yeah. You need, like, serious security on your doors.
I mean, that would just be horrid if she walked in.
Oh, did you ever walk in on your parents?
No.
I did on my aunt and uncle, and she was very pregnant. She was up on all fours, and I was scarred for a long time.
It feels like you're witnessing something only animals would do.
Yes!
Right? It's like, oh my God. Like,
what are you doing to her?
This is
horrifying. Get off of her!
And I didn't even know that was a thing you could do when you were pregnant. Like, I was so young. I was like, you're hurting her. Help.
Oh. Crisco, you never walked in on Dave pouring the coals, huh?
No, thank the Lord I didn't.
Taking to Gene to Pound Town.
No, it's from the stories that were shared about our conception, a lot of it happened while they were camping.
So, Gene told you where you were conceived.
I think my dad might have made a joke about it. Just like, Dave, don't tell them. But then now she tells a story like it's nothing. She's like, I told him we went on a camping trip, and boy... I told him, not a good time, and he said, not my problem, let's still do it.
No, it is your problem, because now look what happened.
It wasn't me, that was for Josh.
Oh.
Okay, what's yours?
Mine wasn't planned completely, it was just a whoops-a-daisies. She doesn't like to talk about it, because I was the third one, and fully the mistake of the family.
Where was your sister conceived?
A circus. It just runs in the blood. I'm kidding. Only because Roman's listening. Her son is listening. So he'll laugh
Roman.
At that.
So Gene was the bearded woman.
Yep.
Dave was the ringleader.
Yes. And boy, he had a hankering for some bearded lady that night. And he cut himself off some. And next thing you know, they had their next side act in the circus.
Wow. There comes Jesse.
I almost said stampeding in, but that sounds mean.
Now,
when you say it out loud.
Very famous Clydesdale. For Budweiser, so seriously? I think things worked out great for her.
She has starred in 3 Super Bowl commercials. I think we can safely say that now.
A lot of money in that.
Geez, she's a great contract negotiator. Clomping her foot down and stamping it down.
No means no.
Oh, man.
It's not her foot down. It's her hoof.
Hoof, sorry.
Your sister has hoofs.
She does. She does. I know because she leaves the marks all over my carpet. Oh my I'm like, Jesse.
Yeah.
Told you not to trail in with your hooves.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I found out how a friend of mine was conceived.
Oh.
From her mother. And now I don't let her forget how she was conceived. And she has actively tried to reach out to my mother to find out, to torment me. And the only thing Twyla will give up is, where was Ryan conceived? How was he conceived? And Twyla's response has always been, it's a miracle.
Oh.
It was a miracle.
Yes.
Instead of finding out that it was up against some glass, she's like, I cannot tell anybody that one.
It's on a pool table in a bar.
No, Ryan, you were conceived out of love.
No. No,
that's a good answer.
No, I was probably conceived out of haste and lust and.
Oh, can you imagine Lair Bear just come here, well, Twy?
If you do the math and you go backwards, I was conceived around my dad's birthday.
Oh, and that's the time of the year she let him get to it.
It would have been his 30th birthday.
Oh yeah, that's a big prezzy.
Yeah, so I don't know what kind of teddy she put on, but. Whoa.
Whatever it was, he took it off.
Yep, with his teeth.
Or not. Maybe he left it on.
Oh, listen to Des. Do you ever feel comfortable going to Des's house ever again and setting a drink down?
Not unless I have holy water with me.
I mean, seriously, she's going to be like, guys, they put some appetizers on the kitchen counter. Nope, I brought my own food.
Hey, I can safely say in our new kitchen, we have not done it. So you're totally fine. And the little powder room, you guys are fine using it.
Okay.
Those are the only two rooms you totally haven't done it safe. In. Those two are great. Any other spot, I'd probably just go ahead and use Lysol wipe.
That and look for butt streaks.
That's just River, though.
Someone's been drug across that, whether it was River or Des or Taylor. I don't know.
Oh, ew. Oh.
You just see different size butts. You're like, okay, Des wasn't here. We're fine. Thank the Lord.
We need to give a shout out to a loyal listener to this show and this podcast who's having surgery this morning. They want some love. Who is it, big guy?
Oh, this is awesome. Kayla Nelson listens to the show every hour, every morning, plus listens to every podcast twice.
Oh.
Every podcast twice. And she said, hey, I wanted to let you know, I'm actually having a corneal transplant. This morning she had it at 7:15. She goes, by the time you read this in the podcast, I will be at home recovering, listening to the podcast. I'm so excited to hear if you call my name out. And she said, I love your show. I love you guys. This surgery is a tough one to get through, but it's so much easier listening to you and knowing you're in my lives.
Oh.
Oh, you are just the sweetest.
And now the big guy can give you some advice on recovery. Mm-hmm. He also has dead eyes.
I do.
He Both has of them. Corneas from dead people.
Yep, one's from a farmer girl in Iowa, and the other one's from somebody else in I think Bloomington or something.
All right, give her a tip on how to get through this, big guy.
Oh, stay away from light. For the first couple days, and then really, really learn how to get those eye drops in on the scheduled time.
Oh,
because some people will just kind of get, it irritates you. So some people will put the drop in and they'll go, oh, I'm probably fine, I can skip it. Do the drops, they're a lot, but do them because then you can be done with it.
Okay.
It feels like at the beginning you were giving directions on gremlins. How to make them, you know, stay very sweet. Keep away from light. Don't feed them after midnight.
Don't feed yourself after midnight because with those drops, you turn into a little bit of a monster.
Well, I'm sure the procedure went well, and we're happy to have you listening, Kayla. Thank you so much. Kayla Nelson?
Yes.
All right, Kayla. We're thinking
Yay,
of you.
Yes. Yeah.
Come on. You got this. The road to recovery starts now.
All right. We've got an opportunity for the big guy to make some side money. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There.
Yes.
There's so much wiener stuff with him.
I fly wiener around phone. Wiener talk. That's just a fact. I'm at my best when we're talking about like wiener wagon, you know, just in general.
Eating wieners. You do love a good hot diggity.
I do. Mini wieners, wiener cookers. I really am themed around wieners. I don't know what to tell you.
Which is so weird for the straight guy on the show.
I know. And it's really hard to be like, I want to jump into a conversation. I'm like, oh my God, I love wieners. But then around this show, it gets taken out of context.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you've always wanted to drive the wienermobile,
oh, I'd love to be.
They are hiring wienermobile drivers again.
I mean, how does this ever put you in a bad mood, right?
Because it's Oscar Mayer wiener.
Well, they're accepting applications until January 31st, if you're interested. You could drive around the big, cool Wienermobile. You know, everyone thought it's really awesome until Crisco drives it, and then it would suddenly lose its cool factor. You know it would.
No, the problem is if you see me driving the Wiener down the highway, they're going to go, that dude stole it. Somebody call, alert Oscar Mayer. It was hijacked by a big guy.
It was open. It was filled with wieners.
Oh, God.
You know, what would be great is if you could get your cell phone from high school that was in the shape of a wiener, and you could be on your phone in your Wienermobile.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. I actually have to try to find that. I couldn't find a photo of it online today. I'm going to try to find it. It's at my mom's house. It literally goes up, and then it went like this. Obviously, you can't see it in the podcast, but it literally looked like the head of a wiener.
Oh,
yeah, like a head of a mushroom. I know exactly the phone you're talking about.
Yes, exactly. And people were like, oh, I don't know that phone. What are you talking about? No, it was. And you held it up, and it looked like you were just in an adult film at one point.
See, I was wondering if the mushroom part was where your mouth is, or if that's where you listen. You got the shaft against your face.
Yep, and then right where your ear is where the mushroom head is.
I wonder why people didn't think you were cool.
Ryan knows what I'm talking about. Now, so you literally you had the shaft. It was right there on your cheek, and then you had it like that, and then you had it right there. The tip was on your ear, just the tip, just to see if you could hear. You know, you were just like, and if you got really weird, and you were like, oh, I got to put it to my ear, and then you just slap it right on there. You look like a weirdo.
Well, then you have a mushroom stamp.
I fell asleep one time talking to some girl. It was when we were in high school, and I literally woke up and I had the imprint of it on my head.
Okay.
Boy, walk around school with that for a couple hours. You're going to get some questions.
No, I swear I was talking to a girl.
No, I was on the phone. Oh, likely story, huh?
Did you fall asleep in Shaq's lap? What's going on?
Seriously, are you okay? That looks like you took some damage.
Ow. All right. Oh. Well, we have to point out that Dez has another funny saying that listeners are catching on to. We got some texts about this. Dez, did you know you call an addict an addict?
Addict.
I gotta up go in up the attic. Addict.
Yeah.
Oh, up in the attic.
If you've got junk in your addict, they'll get rid of it. Point to your junk in the addict.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. They want to know, do you say across instead of across too? Like I walked across the street.
You know what? I know I don't say that one.
Oh.
But I don't know that I don't say addict. Or I know it's an addict, but you know I like to add things onto words.
Yeah.
You know, or I sometimes like to sound like, you know, amore. I'm like, I'm sounding Italian when I just...
Why do you keep moving your hands so aggressively? She's like, hey, oh, it's amore.
Well, and then the other thing this morning in covering trending news, you said, I don't even know how you said it, but you changed the word inauguration to, like, inauguration.
That's what I didn't want to say.
Inauguration? That's how I said it.
Getting that there inauguration happening in old D.C., the inauguration.
Sounds like you're having some eggnog later on today. I'm going to have some inauguration.
The inauguration of the president's happening next Wednesday, y'all.
Well, you know, I guess it proves I like to add things on and also take things away.
But you take them away from the wrong things. That's inauguration coming up next Wednesday.
Yeah, who's watching the inauguration?
On witness day.
I'm going to watch it in my addict.
I am.
Boy, they are a big-time drug addict.
Yeah, right? Oh, wrong time to change the word. Well, now, this is something weird to think about, that famous musicians hate their own songs that made them big, but... there are some artists who are really famous and they refuse to play the smash hit. Now, why would that be?
It seems so weird to me.
Like, that's what people are paying for. Why would you not do it?
Yes, I mean, huge time. Like, this one, Nirvana, you know that Kurt Cobain hated Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, of course. He was so above that.
He was super grunge, and he said, he told multiple bandmates at different times, if you try to even start playing the song, you're fired from the band.
Oh.
I mean, to the point where he wouldn't play it at concerts, wouldn't do anything. The Beastie Boys refused to play You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party because they were sick of requests from fans. They said, we have way more than just that stupid song.
See, I love artists who play songs that they are sick of. I know that they're sick of it,
of course.
They do it anyway. Like when the Goo Goo Dolls get out there and they gotta sing Slide for the 1,000,000th time, they're like, oh,
yeah,
well, why don't you slide? And I'm like, good for you for playing what we want to hear. Thank you. Play Name, play Iris, play. I don't want to hear your new stuff. I want the hits.
Well, exactly.
Fine. No, sneak new ones in here and there, but don't be like, now I'm going to play all the new songs because then everyone's going to get up and go get a beer.
Yes.
Just sneak it in. Play the ones that we bought the tickets for. We bought your, you know, music for. Don't be idiots.
Yeah. Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You. She said that her career was much bigger than that song and it deserved the credit it was supposed to get.
Anybody name a song by Sinead O'Connor other than Nothing Compares to You?
There was one I did really like, but I can't remember it to this day.
Nope.
This one I get because this would be annoying as hell to hear over and over again, let alone playing it. Mr. Roboto from the Styx.
Yeah, no, I'm good with that.
Or from Styx, yeah. That one, they were like, oh, we're doing Bobby McFerrin, Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yep.
Constantly here. This one, I love this song, but I could see why you'd be sick of singing it over and over again. Real depressing. Radiohead, Creep.
Again, though, that's like their biggest song.
Again, you're
but
right.
I'm a creep. Is that the song?
Yeah. Yep. I'm a loser. Oh. It's kind of like I definitely haven't heard it before.
He listens to it on his way.
My principal used to play that for me. He's like, I just want you to know how the school feels. Okay, go ahead.
Is that when your wiener phone rang? Yes. Creep song played?
He would just play it and be like, hold on 1 second. I'm a loser. And then I'd put the wiener phone up to my ear and people were like, whoa, ooh, that fits.
If the wiener fits.
If the wiener fits, answer it, I guess, right? At that point.
Oh, my God. If a wiener is ringing, you always answer it.
Okay, Des.
I mean, you don't just let it go.
I don't know if we can top that.
No, we can't.
If the wiener fits, I mean, that if we're going to have something to really sum up this podcast today, if the wiener fits, you always take it.
I'm going to title this Wiener Heavy Podcast.
It really was. But hot dogs. We're mainly talking hot dogs.
Well, what else would we be talking about?
Right?
Yeah, Des, don't make it weird.
God, I want a wiener now.
Okay,
with a little relish, some ketchup, and mayo. Heavy on the mayo.
Oh.
All right, make sure you download PodMN, because if you like to listen to our podcast and other Minnesota-made podcasts, you can win gift cards, shopping, restaurant gift cards, even cool experiences. It's PodMN.
Who was it that were saying they're on a diet and they're like, oh, fine, I'm going paleo. Just take out all the other stuff and just cut up hot dogs in there, and I'll have that instead. That is not healthy.
No. Oh.
Love wieners.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan.
After Hours.
The insurance industry is full of one agent representing one company. I mean, chances are your current agent has one company, but just think of how limiting that really is. Have you heard of the Canopy Group? You need more than one agent representing more than one company. And that's why Paul Borkert and Jeff McDonald created the Canopy Group, so that you're not at the mercy of one agent with one company. The Canopy Group gives you 30 specialists and 16 separate insurance companies. Some of the names you'll recognize, like Nationwide and Progressive. Some you won't. But here's what you get: an agency that will shop for the best possible coverage from all of the different companies. As your needs change, the Canopy Group continues to find you the best coverage from a company that specializes in just what you need. So are you stuck with one company and one agent? Are you paying too much? The truth is, the Canopy Group last year saved their new clients an average of $810 on auto and home insurance. TheCanopyGroup.com or call 800-967-3389.